This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are welcome to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As you can hear, I am getting over whatever it was that I got on the way back from Mexico, or going through whatever it is that I got on the way back from Mexico. So I apologize for the voice quality here tonight. I don't know if I caught it on the airplane or what, just, you know, at the convention, shaking people's hands, or just sitting in this airplane where, of course, all the air is being recycled for 5 hours. So who knows? But here I am. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We're going to talk to you about whatever's on your mind here tonight. I do want to welcome, I've been meaning to do this for several days now, it's just we were in Mexico and then just put it off. Welcome to our newest affiliate, 7 nights per week, all 3 hours per night live, which is like the best kind of affiliate.
Yes.
Jet Radio, 1400 in Erie, Pennsylvania. Welcome aboard to our listeners on Jet Radio. If you've been listening for the last couple weeks that we've been on there, then you know by now that Free Talk Live is not your typical talk radio program. We're libertarians, first of all, like real libertarians.
Yes,
principled libertarians.
Right. Now, there aren't many shows that even bother to call themselves libertarian in talk radio, but those that do tend to not really be very libertarian.
I think there's one guy on, like, you know, mid-mornings that uses the L word. I wasn't going to name him.
Larry Elder is another one who claims libertarian as well.
Oh, right. I forgot that guy claims to be a libertarian.
So, yeah.
These are, like, all fakes, right?
Not so much libertarians. No? Yeah, they're not really real libertarians.
They're conservatives.
They want to sound different. They want to sound like they are...
The first one that you mentioned, Glenn Beck, he's not met a conservative government program that he doesn't love, but he's a libertarian at heart. He also self-describes himself as a rodeo clown.
Yeah, conservatives in sheep's clothing. They're not real principled libertarians.
Yeah, so it's an open phone show as well, which means we are open phones all the time. You can call in any day you want to comment on whatever issue is important to you. Otherwise, we bring up things that we think you're going to find interesting. And one of the things that happened while I was enjoying Acapulco, Mexico last week, which was already a week ago, by the way, that we were in Acapulco, doing Free Talk Live at the Anarchapulco event, which, by the way, I wrote an article over at freekeen.com today, basically pronouncing the new king of liberty kind of convention gathering things as Anarchapulco. It has displaced Porkfest in my mind as the must attend go to event.
How much of that is because you're banned from attending Porkfest?
No, that absolutely was one minor factor. It's because Porkfest just isn't what it used to be. It's rebranded itself as a family
event. Right, and part of that rebranding involved them banning you.
Well, that wasn't, I don't know why they... Look, just because they banned me doesn't mean that they had to rebrand their event. Apparently what happened was after they banned Free Talk Live and banned Ian Freeman from Porkfest, then a bunch of people who used to go to that event stopped going.
Right.
So they used that as their opportunity to say, all right, well, we're just going to get rid of all the people that want to have a good time, and we're just going to bring families in here exclusively.
Yeah, it's been going downhill. I mean, I've been going even after, you were banned. And
right. This is what I hear from people, Daryl. People tell me it's not the same.
It's not you, though. It's not like specifically
I don't think it's making the event worse.
It's the different. There's different factors as people running the show, and they're not doing that great of a job. Now, I will have to say, though, not Porkfest, but last year was really terrible too with Liberty Forum, which is another event that's run.
I heard that one did better this year.
Yeah, right.
It had about twice as many people.
I'm not yet willing to write it off.
That's always been kind of a stuffy hotel convention, I mean, to some extent.
Yeah.
Although there were years where Liberty Forum, you could smell marijuana wafting through the hallways of the hotel. Those were good years for Liberty Forum. I don't know if they do that anymore.
Well, I'd like to see it come back. I'd like to see it resurge because ultimately I think, you know, the more people who show up to those events, the more people will be able to come and visit New Hampshire and meet and yeah. see what's going on in the liberty movement here and the migration and see it as a success.
And the good news is even if Porkfest is rebranded as a family event, which is fine, you know, I don't think that's a bad thing. By all means, have a family event. But it's just, you know, Acapulco is a better event. It's bigger. They've already eclipsed in 4 years the amount of people that Porkfest had at its maximum in 10 years. And so they're on track for what's expected to be maybe as many as 4,000 attendees coming up in 2019 because they sold out this year and they're having to move to a larger venue on the same property. So you want to check that out, go to freekeen.com. But for the people that do want to just have fun and don't have to worry about having a family or whatever, there is the Shire Fest, which will be happening prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. Last year was very small, and I expect it will also be small this year. It's just basically libertarians camping at Rogers Campground, which is the same location as the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but it's also decentralized. So, you know, you want to throw a party, then throw yourself a party. If you want to have, you know, some sort of speechifying, then bring a PA system and have some speechifying.
And this year, there will simultaneous to Shire Fest be Fork Fest.
Yeah.
We're forking Shire Fest, so for every Shire Fest, you get a one-to-one. You get one Fork Fest.
I love it. And that kind of happened last year with all the different fests that people were having.
I was at the end of last year's event, and I don't know. I think you're underselling it. I thought it was
underselling what Shire Fest.
Yeah,
there was really nothing happening except for Ernie Hancock's
people hanging out, and there were more people that showed up.
That
were showing up for Pork Fest that just showed up early.
Yeah, there was the rave that Will Foley threw from the Call to Freedom.
That's probably first statement.
A couple nights prior to the end of Shire Fest, and that was pretty great. And then Jim Babb threw a party the final night of Shire Fest, which was also pretty great. So there were a couple.
Yeah, that's the last one you're talking about is the one I thought was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, again, it'll all be what people decide to bring to the table. There's no central control. There's no central committee. Nobody's deciding on what's going to happen there. I don't even think anybody's really even figured out what the exact days of Shire Fest are yet at this point. But I think it's typically like the 5 days prior to Pork Fest.
I know that there's a thread on the forums, the Shire forums where dates were mentioned, but there's no, you know, event made on like a Google Calendar or on liberty.menu. I don't know what the hell the dates are.
I think it's usually like the 5 days. I mean, I can't say usually. It's only happened once, but I think last year it was like 5 days prior to Porkfest.
It was basically the weekend. Right. It's basically the weekend. So like
who
Sunday,
created the Facebook event
Saturday.
Last year?
I have no idea. It's Friday to... I think it's like Friday to Sunday.
We'll figure it all out. We'll let you know. We don't need to figure it out on the air.
Yeah.
If you want to keep up to date with that, just go to forum.shiresociety.com. There is a Shirefest subforum there for such discussions. So anyway, what I was pointing out was that the big news item that happened while I was in Mexico, apparently another school shooting in Broward County, Florida, where some kid shot, 17 people to death, apparently?
Killed 17. I heard that there's at least one that's in critical condition, several others wounded. The FBI had been tipped off about this guy numerous times. Mm. Now, I know that there's a lot of... He was a student. He had been expelled.
I see.
There were a lot of libertarians and, you know, more conservative people that are like, oh, the FBI can't even catch a guy that they got a real name on, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Nope, they can't.
Right. That just proves they're inefficient. That doesn't mean that the FBI needs to be doing more.
Sure.
So, you know, like, the people that are saying this are like, they should be doing more to stop this. And, yeah, there were all kinds of warning signs that this could have been stopped any number of times, not just by the FBI, but by the local police that went to this guy's house like 20 times over the last couple of years.
I'm still trying to figure out how you're supposed to stop something before it happens. I mean, if you're going to stop something before it happens, I mean, you're basically, that's thought crime.
Right, but making terroristic threats.
Did he make terroristic threats?
He said, I want to be a school shooter.
Okay, well, I want to be a school shooter. It's not the same thing as saying I'm going to be a school shooter and shoot up the place. There's different things.
True.
Right?
It's a,
I mean,
it's
a lot of things
line.
There's a lot of things I want to do, but I don't do them. That doesn't make
right,
me...
Right, but you don't post those things on YouTube and Facebook and all kinds of social media either.
I'm not on Facebook, though. I mean, on other forums I do.
All right, we'll continue the discussion here in moments, because the news is the government is going to be putting more armed deputies with rifles on the grounds of local schools.
Oh, like the guy that sat outside the building for 4.5 minutes?
Yeah, that guy. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
One out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Don't worry. Your kids are safe at the government schools. They're going to just load them up with a bunch of armed deputies now. Like a prison.
Deputies that stay outside. They already have armed deputies.
No, no. They're going to have rifle-toting armed deputies. So they're
okay,
gonna have
so
bigger
they're
guns.
Going to be armed with something different, but still the deputy that was on the campus.
But that was just one deputy. You're talking about the guy that didn't go in to
shoot
the guy?
He sat outside the building for at least 4 minutes, according to the sheriff.
Well, they're going to put more armed deputies on the campuses, according to the news. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. Also, want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System. If you're not around, you want to keep an eye on your place or maybe your small office. The Blink Home Security System makes it super easy. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. You get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys might charge you for one of those wired cameras. The Blink Cam System is super easy to set up because it's wireless. You just unbox, you put the batteries in. The batteries are included, by the way. And then you get it all set up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device, like a tablet or smartphone. Super easy to do. Just go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. But let's go to the phones first, where we've got Tim on the line in, I think, Kentucky. Tim watching us on YouTube. Hello, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Jim.
Sorry, Jim. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering what you guys think of the idea of maximum wage.
Never heard of it. Tell me about it.
So there's two ways that you could propose this. The first one being, for example, with CEOs, you do it based off of the percentages of the employees, what they're making, so that the CEOs can't make, for example, they can't make more than 100 times what the lowest paid employee is making, something like that. The other wage proposed this is just a cap at, say, $1 billion.
Hold on.
So I've got a question, and I don't like the concept here because it implies that, you know, governments completely control everything and have a say over how much somebody makes. But I've got questions about how they actually calculate this thing. So you're saying one proposal is the CEO can't make more than 100 times what the lowest paid employee makes.
Well,
so does that mean if somebody is part-time and works 10 hours a week at $12 an hour, the CEO can't make more than 100 times 10 times 12?
That's what it would be. It would be per hour. But it's not 100. That was just a variable.
Yeah, so the reason why this is a bad idea is the same reason why the minimum wage is a bad idea, because it prohibits people from being able to enter into agreements voluntarily with other people. If I
right.
want to go,
it wouldn't even work anyway.
Well, not only that, but
you can't have minimum wage when over 50% of the United States makes under $30,000 a year.
It won't work. There are people that will just leave, and even if they didn't, you still have a problem of stocks and things. The stocks are worth something, and even many CEOs just take a dollar wage.
A lot of people,
how the American public is doing.
A lot of people that advocate for, you know, like CEOs make too much, and I will agree. I think some CEOs do make too much, but you know,
absolutely,
that's a completely different discussion. But people will look at, say, McDonald's. The CEO makes X dollars per year. If you actually calculate and say, all right, let's say the CEO makes $0, and then you divide all of that money that he made over the last year and you distribute that to every employee that works for McDonald's, they would only wind up seeing like a 25 or 30 cent per hour increase, which is not a lot of money.
Nope. Tim?
I'm sorry?
Just wondering your thoughts on that.
Oh, I was thinking about the minimum wage still, because that's...
You're the one that called in about a maximum wage. I don't support there being government-induced either minimum or maximum wage.
Yeah, but you said the stock market.
I didn't mention the stock market.
So there's three people on the show here tonight.
When the minimum wage was raised negligibly, the stock market tanked, which shows that's not an accurate representation of how the American public is doing.
Well, no, I said stocks, or shares.
You're talking about a benefit for the CEO.
Yeah, so CEOs and other executives, they more often than not, I believe, to get shares in the company as a, you know,
a bonus
or a reward or whatever for, you know, because an actual wage, they actually get, I believe they get taxed more on their wages than they do on the shares until they get sold.
Right.
And at what point
when
it's only
sell,
on the,
when they sell the shares, then it's a capital gain.
Right, and the capital gains is less than the wage, so therefore less tax.
So let's get back into the question here about a maximum wage. I didn't get your response, Tim. I'm just curious to, again, my point here was that the government setting a minimum or maximum wage is interfering in the marketplace, interfering in the individual's ability to make a deal for themselves, to enter into a contract, enter into an agreement with another person. People should be free to go into whatever agreements they want to, shouldn't they?
Yeah, but you don't. You don't think that when all that's available for, say, I don't know, a black woman who just came out of prison, okay? Mm. When all that's available for her is like a $5 an hour job since there's no minimum wage, you don't think that itself is oppression?
But isn't that is what? Oppression?
Well, yeah, right now, depending on what she was in prison for, it might be near impossible for her to find a job anyway.
Say it was marijuana charges. She had marijuana.
Well, I can tell you that wouldn't stop me from hiring somebody.
A bunch of jobs require you to pass a drug test, and, oh, you've got a criminal record. We're not going to hire you because you have a criminal record.
But a lot of marijuana is not an actual crime as far as there's no victim involved there. That would not stop me from hiring somebody.
I didn't say it would stop you, but a lot of because there are the boxes on most employment applications. Yeah. Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yeah, I understand. That also often doesn't actually prevent you from being hired if you answer yes. It depends on the job. It depends on different factors.
Right. It makes it more difficult.
I wouldn't disagree with you.
Say we change the variable marijuana to heroin for methamphetamine.
Yeah.
Because then most employers wouldn't do that in the same sense as, a bit of pot.
The bigger problem with this is not so much, you know, it's what the government does in relation to these, you know, convictions that causes the problem, not so much, you know, anything else. So I don't know, you know, I don't know. It doesn't. I mean, if you got rid of government, essentially you get rid of the problem, right?
Well, he's saying that he wants the minimum wage.
Are you proposing a social libertarian state such as the Confederación Nacional de Trabajo?
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Never mind.
So it sounds to me like you support the minimum wage because you're worried about some people having a difficult time getting a good job?
No, I support a living wage.
Oh, you support a living wage. So what is that?
It's the minimum amount needed to live off of.
And what is that?
I believe it's around $15 an hour.
$15 an hour. I think that's an interesting discussion. If you want to hang on to it, we can talk to you about it, because a lot of people don't really understand economics and why when you increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour, which would roughly double, I think, what it is right now, seven-something, what kind of economic havoc that causes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us here. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And I forgot to mention earlier, we've got a Discord chat in which you can join the on-air call-in line room and talk to us there. The Discord is available to you at discord.lrn.fm here tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
By the way, I do want to let you know about Zencash. They were over at Anarchapulco. It was great to see Zencash out there in real life. We got to talk to the lady who does the sort of the Latin America Zencash representation on the air. Zencash is one of the cryptocurrencies that's worth a look, worth a close look. In fact, Daryl, you were looking at the white paper the other night, and not only does it mention voluntarism, but you found something else that it mentions, right?
Secession.
They actually mention secession in the
yes.
What's the context?
I don't remember the context.
Okay.
I just remember that it was in there.
I like it. There's a lot to like about Zencash. They've also got some of the best technology out there. Besides the, you know, people that understand voluntarism founding this thing, they also have zero-knowledge anonymity. So if you want to use Zencash for anonymous transactions, you can do that. They also have the decentralized autonomous organizations. They're working on rolling that out right now, as I understand it. Zencash is secure. They've got over 7,000 secure nodes, which makes Zencash Zencash, one of the strongest blockchains in the world. They've got nearly 50 team members, up from their original 5. And while it's available in multiple languages, this truly is an international cryptocurrency. Check it out at Zencash.com. Once again, that's Zencash.com. As we go back to Tim in Kentucky. Tim, you all right there?
Coughing up a lung?
It sounds like it. I hope he's okay.
Are you going to be okay? Do you need mouth-to-mouth?
Well, you can't help him with that, dear.
Anyway, I can't.
Hopefully he's going to be all right. Anyway, Tim had brought up the question of the minimum wage. It originally called about a maximum wage.
Right.
Restricting CEOs from making a certain amount of money based on a multiple of the lowest paid employee.
Right.
And then he got in, and then I pointed out, well, my objection to these things, and as you pointed out, Daryl, it seems like some CEOs make a ridiculous amount of money for what they do, but ultimately the way to solve these things is through the marketplace, through competition.
Right,
through...
and yeah, well, one of my biggest problems with some of the CEO, I don't want to say salaries, but the compensations, is when they wind up getting these golden parachutes after tanking a company, and then they wind up getting $25 or $30 million as a compensation package. That's my biggest complaint.
The and golden parachute, right.
I saw it happen numerous times when I worked for an airline, to where the company would just wind up, I go through a CEO every 6 to 9 months, and each one, every time they walked out the front door,
cha-ching,
these big, huge packages, and it's like, no wonder you had to file for bankruptcy five years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the marketplace is going to take care of that. That company may go out of business as a result of...
They wound up getting purchased by Northwest, but convincing everybody that it was a merger.
I see.
Well, hey, fewer CEOs means less money going out the window if you merge them.
And then Tim brought up the question, or I mentioned, well, my objection is, just sort of on principle of the government shouldn't be getting in between people's ability to negotiate an agreement with one another. And he brought up the sort of fear that, somebody's going to get out of jail and they're only going to be able to make $5 an hour.
Which is better than getting out of jail and being able to make $0 an hour because they can't get hired.
Yeah, that's true as well. And so then he said that he supported the... what they call a living wage.
Living wage, which currently is about $15 per hour.
According to him.
Right.
But that depends on where you are.
Right. And fight for 15 movement. And we saw that in Seattle, where they wound up doing this, what happened? You had people working at McDonald's and Wendy's and some of these low wage places asking their bosses if they could have fewer hours because they're no longer getting benefits.
Right. So, Tim, are you back with us? You okay?
Yeah, if you look at, for example, the Walt family, you really think that they can't give their employees more benefits or anything?
The DeWalt family, that's like power tools, right?
The family that owns Walmart.
The Waltons. Oh, the Waltons. Okay, gotcha.
Sorry.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know how their business is run. I don't know what their margins are like. But if you don't want to work at Walmart, there are other places that you can go and get a job.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of people I know from Walmart, I'll tell you this.
You know people who work at Walmart.
Yeah, we know people who work at Walmart. Yeah. And Conan used to work there, and he said
it was like one of the best jobs he had. He just wanted to work fewer hours.
I'll confess that. With back a few years ago with... I'm not sure if you're familiar with the story, the butchers at Walmart, they, in one particular Walmart branch, they tried to form a union.
Mm.
And when the Walmart Corporation heard that they were trying to form the union, they fired all of them.
That's what happens.
They closed the branch and fired every single butcher in their Walmart, in every Walmart. And now their food comes
in every Walmart.
Their food. The butchery is no longer in any Walmart. It's mechanically produced.
This is exactly the kind of consequences you have by increasing it to a $15 minimum wage. If it's more cost effective as a result to automate things, that's what you're going to see happening. And that is what's happening.
Tim, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you don't like the way business is run, don't shop there.
Right.
There's plenty of butchers. There's a local butcher here in Keene you can go to. You want to go find an individual person running a business for butchery, then that's something you can do.
It's been so long since I've been to a super Walmart, I forgot that some Walmarts had butchers.
Yeah, I never really went into that section of the Super Walmart back in the day. But let's get back into the question of the living wage, the supposed living wage,
right,
and some of the consequences here. Because I think that the people who are advocating for these things, they just don't even understand the consequences of what they're talking about, which,
right,
is to say that if you raise the minimum wage from $7 and whatever to $15, then all you're doing is you're putting an extra burden on the companies that they have to pay more now for labor, which means that they need to likely raise prices as a result of that, of their products at the market, which means they're less competitive with, let's say, their international competitors who don't have the same kind of minimum wage structures in place. They can pay less than that. As long as it's cheaper to ship the product internationally, then the products will be sourced internationally in that case, in which case some people might even get fired, because if the price of labor goes up, if the price of labor doubles, and in any shop that's got minimum wage employees, that shop may just decide that, well, sorry guys, we're going to have to cut some of the squad here and give those of you who are left extra responsibilities.
So I saw something earlier, and I just pulled it up, and here's a partial transcript from a video of one of these Fight for 15 rallies where fast food workers, Lakeisha Jackson in this circumstance, was out protesting. Fox 2 reporter says, quote, some people are saying that even paramedics don't make $15 an hour, and they save lives. Why should fast food workers get that?
Mm.
She responded, because we do too much. We do more than we get paid.
What?
That was her response to, paramedics don't even get $15 an hour. Why should you?
The other thing that's really insulting, too, is let's say you're somebody who has worked at a fast food place. And you've worked your way up through the chain. You're in middle management, or you're, at a store manager kind
fast
of position.
Fast food managers probably don't make $15
an hour.
That's
what I'm saying. So you're at like $14.50, and now all of a sudden the government comes in and says, okay, everybody who's been getting paid $7 or $8 an hour at this fast food restaurant, you are now getting $15 an hour, which means that you, who worked for your career, basically,
yep,
been there 20 years slaving away in a kitchen, you're making $13, $14 an hour as a manager.
Right.
Well, now you get the raise, too, and you can be at $15 an hour, just like the newbie who started last week.
Yeah.
How's that going to feel?
Everybody is here's what happens.
That's a slap in the face.
Yeah, everybody's wages end up going up, but the prices go up, so your wage actually has less of a benefit than you think.
Right. Right. It's just magic.
Pay
right?
everybody $1 million an hour.
Why not?
And that solves everything, right?
Mm-hmm. That shows the absurdity of it. At least I would hope it would show the absurdity of it to somebody who is thinking about this issue. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Free Talk Live has an email list. You can go and get signed up for our emails, which we send usually about once a week to keep you in the loop with what's happening with Free Talk Live. The email list sign-up box is right there on the top of the website, or near to the top, sort of in the middle of the page, over at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Chris.
And Daryl.
And Chris, you are a business owner.
I am.
You run a small business. It's an international business.
It is, so I can definitely speak about the different parts of the world with socialism and less socialism.
Yep.
And there's a huge difference in terms of cost and, you know, employees and how they are harmed by socialism.
Well, I mean, this is the minimum wage isn't socialism per se. It's just a stupid rule that breaks economics.
I don't know.
And well, I mean, socialism is there's a definition to it.
It seems like you're taking money from one person, which would be the business. The business, and you're redistributing the wealth to another person, which would be an employee.
Yeah, but so. You're not even really doing a good job of that because you're just making it so.
I know it's not, but it's still, I don't know, it still seems to me very much like socialism.
It's tyrannical, but
socialism has more to do with the ownership of.
Right, socialism would be state business. Control of.
But is it not state?
And that is the state controlling the minimum wage, that much is true. But you mean straight up control of the full organization.
Right, to where the state is the one handing out all of the paychecks.
I don't know. In my mind, socialism is the redistribution of wealth. So it doesn't really matter whether it's a corporation or it's welfare for individuals or what. It's any kind of redistribution of wealth. That's what it is in my mind.
Yep. So you buying a burger, you're redistributing your wealth. Does that mean that you're
force? I think you said about force.
Yeah, government. Anything to do with government force.
I see where you're coming from there, but in this case, the wealth isn't really being redistributed in that it's just screwing up economics.
Okay,
basically.
So just because it's not having achieving the objective, I don't necessarily know that discards the point that it's not socialism. Like, I mean, just because socialism doesn't work doesn't make it not socialism.
We'd have to pull up the definition of socialism. I think Daryl's correct on his technical definition that it has.
Oh, he
to
might
with,
be. He might
with
be.
What I own, you know, who owns what.
I'm not disputing, you know, I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying what I think of when I think
socialism,
of socialism.
A political and economic theory of social organization that advocates that the means of production, distribution, and exchange should be owned
by
and regulated by the community as a whole.
So it doesn't totally fit the definition of socialism, but I don't know. It still seems
but
like
even
it's
on the
same
even
objective.
On the claim of wealth redistribution, you're not taking from the rich and giving to the poor with a minimum wage. You're just forcing employees to be paid more, which ultimately means that prices go up. And,
right, and yeah. Who owns the business? This is the rich.
So here's what one small business owner has to say about it. This, and for our caller earlier and for anybody else that feels like, well, people deserve to be paid more. For people that don't.
Yeah, I actually have a solution. I finished up what you're saying, but I have a solution to the whole if you feel like you're not making enough money problem.
Okay, we'll get to that here. Solution. So remember to come back to
yeah.
That. But for those that, you know, for you feel strongly about this, you feel like people should get paid more, because this is a very emotional issue. I would like to encourage you to put aside the emotion for a moment and start doing some research on this, because there's been a lot of studying of the minimum wage. It's not a new idea, so there's been a whole lot of people. Science has looked at this. People have done studies. They've looked at the results of employment after minimum wage increases, and they've seen that people lose jobs. They've seen specifically that low-wage workers, specifically teenagers, blacks, others who are sort of on the outskirts of low-wage work, tend to lose their positions after minimum wage increases. So if the idea was to help those people, well, you've actually caused the opposite of your intended results. And we'll get into an article that kind of touches on that here in a moment. But so go ahead with your solution.
Yeah, so so part of the problem with why wages are so low in a lot of cases is because there's too much work in a given area, geographical area, and the prices in that area are too high, like rents and things. So what happens when you have that is you end up making less money, especially when you're at you're at the lower wages. What I've seen in our communities, I've seen people move from different regions like New Jersey or California or Seattle to New Hampshire. And New Hampshire is not necessarily the cheapest place to live, but there's jobs here, and the cost of living is significantly less.
It depends on where you're coming from.
It depends on where you're coming from, but especially when we're talking about, you know, very high tax, very socialist
it's area. Because the examples he gave of California, New Jersey.
You buy a house in New Hampshire compared to California, it's probably going to be cheaper.
Right, and this doesn't...
It's not necessarily true for, like, the woods of Kentucky or something.
And it doesn't
like
just apply... It doesn't necessarily just apply to people who are at the bottom. Even if you're at the top, mm-hmm. The same thing can apply. I got a house in New Hampshire for around $200,000, but the same house in New Jersey where I was living would have been $350,000.
Yep.
I mean, you can just see right off the bat, same thing with property taxes. Property taxes are lower here.
Even compared to New Jersey?
Where I was living, yeah.
Because they're not lower compared to Florida. They were four times lower in Florida.
Yep, they were still lower here in New Hampshire.
Wow.
And but the point that I'm making is, and if you look at like things like rents and things like that, and these are comparing places that are very similar, you know, roughly the same size, roughly the same distance from cities and things like that. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to, you know, move out to the middle of nowhere in order to get a better deal. You have to move. That's the thing.
So you're saying if you don't like it, leave.
Right. You got to move. And it's obviously it's harder to do for some people in small countries, but in the United States or Europe,
many options.
You have options.
So let me sort of play devil's advocate here and say, what about the person that is living paycheck to paycheck, struggling to make their rent? You're saying, well, just move. How are they going to afford to move when they're barely covering their bills?
Nobody said it was going to be easy, but it doesn't necessarily mean you can't up your situation in
some
society
people
and life.
Can move just by selling all their stuff and getting on a Greyhound bus. I mean, if you really want to go somewhere, you can leave. I mean, obviously having a savings is a good plan if you're going to be moving, but we've seen people do it successfully without much of which to speak.
Yes, I know that it can be done.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people, they're...
You might have to live out of your car or something like that. Or
right, and
whatever.
That's what I want somebody to say. Instead of just, well, make more money and move. Tell people that are living paycheck to paycheck how they're supposed to do this other than just do
okay,
it.
Okay, so the pack of cigarettes that you keep smoking, and obviously not everybody...
I've never touched cigarettes in my life.
I understand, but you also... Okay, I'm sure there's some habit that you have that you could probably spend a little bit less money on.
Should cut out all those marathons, Daryl.
That'll
save you some money.
Yeah, that'll save me a bunch of money.
Nobody said moving is, you know, especially when you don't have much, is going to be easy. But ultimately, there's people worse off than you. There's people who live on the streets. I mean, you can't tell
okay,
me.
Okay, so people have it better than you. You should never be happy.
You can't tell me that you cannot find some money, even if it takes a while, okay? Even if you can't tell me that you can't find money somewhere. If you have a job, if you have a minimum wage job, that you can't save a little bit of money and eventually move.
Have you seen the statistics that come out every 6 months or so showing that the average American does not have $400
of
savings?
That's not anybody else's fault. That's your own fault. It's bad money management.
I totally agree. Totally agree. Americans weren't taught how to manage money. Their parents didn't know. So if your parents don't know, they're not going to teach you, right? They're going to give you bad habits at the very least. And then the government schools, of course, don't teach you anything when in regards to money management. I remember when I went to a government school, and I went to the gifted school in Florida where I grew up, and all they ever told us about was how to write a check. So it had absolutely nothing to do with explaining how credit cards work or how banking, you know, works or anything or savings or, you know, rates of interest or whatever. We didn't learn anything about that.
Yeah, you know what I would do, Daryl, if I was really that desperate and I was in that such a situation? You know what I would do is I would lose the apartment altogether, get myself a tent, and camp out.
There are people who've done that, actually.
And then you get arrested for camping on public property.
You know what? Life has risks. Sometimes you have to take a risk. And
so then just live in jail.
No, there was that one guy. Wasn't he working at Google and, like, living in his car?
Yeah.
Or, like, sleeping in the office or something like that?
Yeah, he bought a truck for some ridiculously low amount of money, and it was probably less than a rent, a 1 month's worth of rent.
You get a gym membership, and you go take a shower at the gym so you're not stinking when you go to work.
Absolutely.
I knew a guy 20-plus years ago that he lived out of his van, mostly out of necessity because he had child support, and after he paid his child support, he didn't have the money to pay for rent.
Right. I mean, ultimately, if all you're doing is going and sleeping in a place and you're paying $1,000 a month for the privilege of having, you know, a warm place to sleep in, there are other options for that. That's definitely true. More coming up here in moments, and we'll get one business owner in his opinion about the minimum wage and what is going to happen if it goes up. It's Free Talk Live.
The current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.